Hi, thank you for calling in. This is Andy with Local Splash. Is this Preet? Hello, Preet?
Yes, hey Andy. Sorry we got disconnected.
Oh, it's okay. No, totally fine. I thought I lost you for a second. I'm like, oh man, no worries. But I'm happy to get you back here. And yeah, we're just going to kind of create the profile. I did get the approval on the friends and family price. So we'll honor that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be grandfathered in. So that's not just for 6 months or the end of the year. It's always $199 as long as they're with us, okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
And, yeah, you're welcome. And then verifying the business name and how you want it to appear on the first page, I have Skin Glow KC. Is that correct?
Yep. SKINGLOW and then letter K and the letter C.
You got it. That's what I have here. Perfect. Thank you for that. And Google does allow just one primary phone number for the first page. Would you like to use the 559-521-5334 as the primary line for you?
No, actually, that would be my personal. I would like to have my business phone on there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Do you have a line already, a business line? We also include that with our programming, but if you already have one, I could take it down.
I do have, you already have the business line. I can give you the number.
Yeah, of course. I could take it down.
It's 913-605-1260.
1260. Very nice. Okay. Awesome. Just going to verify here. Yeah, 913-605-1260.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you. And then, Preet, we're going to send over just a welcome email with everything in writing, everything we're including. You'll get your own login credentials also. Did you want it sent mm-hmm. to the website email here, the info@skinglowkc.com? Is that the best one, or is there a better email for you?
Yeah, that would be for my business if somebody's trying to reach me for like appointments and stuff. But for personal, for like our work, I would say just send me on skinglowkc@gmail.com.
Got it. I'm going to update you here. Awesome. Perfect. And alrighty, skinglowkc@gmail.com, just to make sure it's right.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. And then just to organize the campaign on our end, what is your last name, Preet?
My last name is Preet, P-R-E-E-T.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Thank you. And then your first name, I'm sorry?
A-R-S-H.
Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, I had your last name on the first name section. So, awesome. It's Arsh, is that correct?
Yes.
Very nice. Awesome. Arsh, and then as far as the business hours and how you want it to appear, what hours are you open for the service calls and phone calls?
Our business, phone calls, Monday through Friday is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sorry, we're closed on Mondays, my bad. So Tuesday through Friday is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And then Saturday is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
And Sunday is 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
11 to 5 Sunday. You got it. Very nice. So Tuesday to Friday, 10 to 7. Saturday, 10 to 6. Sunday, 11 to 5. And then close Monday.
Yeah.
You got it. Very nice. And, of course, I take it you're accepting all forms of payments, right? Check, cash, of course. Maybe not checks, but use like MasterCard.
No checks. Yes, Visa, MasterCard, cash, yeah, anything like that, but no check.
Awesome. Are you doing any kind of the electronic payments like Zelle or Apple Pay or?
Yeah, we do Venmo, we have PayPal, we have Cash App and Zelle.
Awesome. Awesome. And if you ever want to make any changes, maybe you have an ad or you want to run or you want to switch over a photo or maybe just kind of spread out more cities or a different area, right? Any adjustments with mm-hmm. the campaign, it's all included. It's for free whenever you want to make any changes, just for future reference whenever you need to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what I'll do here is I'm going to kind of override the pricing, make sure to lock in that $199 price. Also, since we have you in at a reduced rate, we'll read off a voice verification. And this part just kind of outlines the service agreement, that it's month to month. There's no contracts. It's just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. We're going to apply the credit here. Perfect. And then, Arsh, in terms of securing the campaign for the $199, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Give me a second here.
Yes, of course.
I'll use the American Express.
Okay. Amex. Thank you. And, yes, the name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
Both.
Both. You got it. Thank you.
You can use my name, Arshpreet.
Sure. Thank you. And perfect. The card number, whenever you are ready, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and for the quality assurance.
3716-150-454-82003.
Thank you. Expiration month and year?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, expiration, month and year?
0229.
And the security code on the card?
That would be 0394.
0394. Thank you. Awesome. And then the billing for the Amex card, what's the current billing address?
17589 South Round 3, Roundtree Drive, Olathe, Kansas, 66062.
Okay. You got it. So have 17589 South Roundtree Drive. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Olathe, and that's 66062.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. And perfect. I'm going to go ahead and send this off to the Department of Finance. They can process the payment. Within probably 1 to 2 minutes, you're going to receive a welcome text and a welcome email with everything in writing, everything we're including with the program. And then, just to kind of verify, the 17589 Roundtree, is that the office, like the home office location, or is there a physical shop and location for you?
That's the house location. That's not my clinic location.
Awesome. And just to have your clinic location, where is that located here, just to have it down for the technicians?
1815 East Santa Fe, Santa Fe, Street, Gardner, Kansas, 66030.
Got it. So this is your physical shop location.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Very nice. I just wanted to get that. Okay, awesome. And then, perfect. And then I'm just going to go ahead and read this off here. Just going to outline the new pricing, what we're including. Next thing we'll do after that is just kind of go over your keywords, your areas, and photos that you want. So you'll have a client interview with the technician just to kind of get everything verified and, you know, what ads you want to run and what areas you want to cover, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, grabbing the paper here. So this is Welcome to Local Splash's Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, states to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Skin Glow KC, SKINGLOWKC.
You got it. Thank you so much. And it says, please state your name and your title within the business.
My name is, hold on, can I put you on hold for a second?
Yes, of course. No problem.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
Yes, no worries. So, yeah, perfect. So it just says, please state your name and then your title within the company.
I'm the CEO and the owner of the company, and my name is Arshpreet, A-R-S-H, last name is P-R-E-E-T.
Perfect, thank you so much. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, I know some of these questions are kind of rhetorical, so no worries. Okay, so yeah. And then second part, it says, And it's important that we're actively involved in the campaign and we're kind of working as a team. So as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you so much. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No, I think.
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. I can kind of explain it. Basically, yes, I know it's kind of confusing, but basically what it means is if anybody calls and they offer something similar where they want to lock in Google Maps, lock in Facebook ads, cover directories, promote the website. If you hear anything that sounds like our service, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you already have with us, okay?
Okay, yes, absolutely. That makes sense.
Awesome, thank you. And then last part here says, for your payment, an initial term, an account setup, will be charged on today's date, which is November 26, 2024, and the discounted price of just $199. This will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month, same day, the 26th, same price, just $199. You may discontinue or cancel your program. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to use renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Very nice. Awesome. I want to be the first one to welcome you to the Local Splash family. I know you're going to really love the service, so absolutely welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And the next thing we'll do here is just kind of cover the keywords, the search terms. You'll have a technician, really nice, really smart. They'll look into the analytics on, you know, your search words and how they're searching, and just to kind of go over, you know, the specifics you want. And it looks like I'm gonna open up their calendar and check the availability and see when's the best time that fits your schedule to finish up that phone call, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and let me go to double check here. I do have, just want to make sure, I'm not sure if this is a good time, but I do have one tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Tomorrow, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, that's one available,
yeah.
But I do have okay. Awesome. There's also later afternoon times. Okay. No problem.
But how long would it take?
Typically about 20, 30 minutes max, just to kind of gather content. We usually block an hour window. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Then, we block an hour window just in case of any questions, but they never take too long, about 20, 30 minutes with the technicians. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I blocked myself for 10 o'clock, so we should be good tomorrow.
Awesome. That's perfect. And we'll kind of get that squared away. Another thing that you'll have is a security question. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a partner or a secretary that wants to call in and they want to start making changes to photos or ads. We're always going to ask the security question just to make sure that they're authorized to make that change. But the options we have, we do have the option of the city you're born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use for your campaign?
First pet name.
Okay, awesome. It could be your current pet, it could be your first, whatever you prefer. What was your first pet's name?
L-E-X-I, Lexi.
Got it, Lexi. Perfect. And just to make sure if anybody calls in that they know the answer to that question, or else we wouldn't authorize any changes or adjustments to your first page campaign, okay?
Okay. So if somebody calls, they should know the answer?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you have a partner that calls and says, hey, you know, we want to switch this for Skin Glow KC, we want to add photos, we'll ask them, hey, to, you know, protect the campaign, we have a security question, what was the first pet's name, you know? And then they'll answer Lexi, and then they'll have access to make any changes to the programming or the ads we're running. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. No worries. And perfect. I'm going to type that in, and then you should be getting your welcome text and your welcome email. Usually the text, it always pings the fastest, but I just want to verify that you're getting those.
I got the email for sure. I was just reading over it. Website support and hosting maintenance. It says it's finally requires more than 30 minutes of support within a month. additional website project managers provide the client in 5-hour increments and portion, therefore a rate of 375 per each occurrence. What does that mean?
Oh, good question. So that's mainly if we're building you a website and you're wanting to do like high-end, like maintenance and changes. That's how much we would charge to make like changes to the website. So that's only kind of if we're building it, but since we're already linking and just advertising yours, that doesn't really apply to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I need edits on my website, like if I need to do something on my website, if I want to do like make it a little more modern or like change something on my website, would there be additional charges for that?
Great question. Yeah, because you know, there's copyright with the website domain, whoever built the site. They would be the only ones to have access to make any changes to the actual template. We do offer templates for all of our clients that need a new site. I could definitely send over like an example and kind of show you some of ours. If you ever want to consider one of those, I believe it's just $99 to add a website with us. But I think at the moment it looks like Kalasa, the website designers, are the ones that build your website. So they would kind of be the ones that have the authority. You know, unfortunately, because we're not connected with them, they wouldn't let us make any changes to their domain.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, great question. I'm going to send the examples over to you as well, just in case you want to consider ours. You have that example, and you can kind of check that out in the meanwhile.
So if I do, like, want to change it to you guys, can we use the same website to change it, or, like, how does that work?
Oh, yeah, good question. So, yeah, with the domain name, like the .com domain, as long as you buy it, as long as you own the domain, we could definitely add whatever template to that same domain name, the skinglowkc.com. So, yeah, that's kind of how it works.
How do I know how I own it? Like, what information do you need from...
Oh, good question.
Calls,
so, you would have to just call them, and they usually, you just kind of ask them, hey, I want to buy my domain, or did that come with the pricing of the website, or do I own my domain? And if you do, we'll kind of walk you through the steps on how we could add our template onto your domain name. Yeah, that's important because obviously you have things with the website name, so you want to kind of keep it the same because you've been advertising it. So 100%, more than likely what companies do, like website designers, like the company you're working with, you'll have the domain up front because that's part of the programming cost. So more than likely you already own the domain. They just kind of in charge of the upkeep and also the template, which is their design, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, but check out the examples. If you're ever interested, that's something, you know, you could always apply and add into your programming. But regardless, we're going to link and advertise your website on all platforms, whether it's ours or theirs, whatever you prefer.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I'll send an example also of a dashboard. We have a dashboard that you could log into. So whenever you're just curious about clicks, how many people are going into the page, the keywords they're typing, right? You'll have a nice back office tool just to kind of give you insight on the results we're bringing you.
Okay.
Awesome. Other than that, you're all squared away. It'll be me and the technician that'll call you tomorrow at 10. Usually we block out the hour window, but it never takes that long, about 15, 20 minutes to finish up the client interview.
Okay.
Awesome.
The email I received, it opened up a page where I have to sign it and send it to you guys.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Yeah, you just confirm and sign. That's just kind of an added protection for you, and it locks in the discounted price. Once you confirm and sign it, it'll take you to a username and password page. Let me know once you're there so I can kind of show you or kind of walk you through what that is.
Okay, let me finish this really quick and password.
Awesome. So that's for the dashboard. So you'll have a username and password we'll provide for you tomorrow. So you can kind of disregard and close out that page. You don't have to create one or anything like that. And you could, yeah, just kind of hold off. We'll give you that pass for tomorrow once we finish up the client interview.
Okay. It says here are your credentials for your client.
Oh, nice.
It does give me username and password.
That's perfect. Yeah, I didn't know they gave it to you that fast. That's perfect. Yeah, you could log into it. You have access to it. Of course, there's no content on that basically dashboard because we haven't gathered the keywords. Mm-hmm. But you could kind of skim through it. You could kind of see how it looks. It's pretty nice. It's compatible on all smartphones, tablets, or even computers.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, other than that, yeah, I look forward to getting you on board here tomorrow. Of course, we don't expect you to know every zip code or anything like that. You could just say, hey, guys, I like this 40, 50-mile radius from my shop. I want to cover this whole county or counties, and then we'll be sure to kind of do the legwork as far as what they're typing and then the areas they're searching the most.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. Have a wonderful night, and we'll go ahead and circle back here tomorrow morning for you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.